On the show today, we have World Council's Regional Director for Latin America, Oscar Guzman, talking about World Council delivering financial services to Venezuelan migrants in Colombia, the latest on this story. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show today. And today is an international show today with World Council's very own Oscar Guzman. You are in, you're in either Venezuela or Colombia or both?
I'm in Colombia.
Oh, in Colombia. Okay, great.
I'm working with Venezuelans here at the border.
So. Indeed, yeah. And we did an interview with you a couple of months ago about the situation going on there, on the border there. And it was, you guys are doing some amazing work. And recently I got a press release from the World Council about some of the results that have been going on and stuff. But let's step back a little refresher here. So what's the latest with the Venezuelan migrants in Colombia and the financial literacy and inclusion pilot program that's going on there? What's the latest, Oscar, that you can deliver?
Okay, so we started a pilot, Mike, at the border with Venezuela. Finishing the project with Banca de las Oportunidades because that was focused on the Colombians only. But we saw the real need from the Venezuelans, not only for financial services, but also for social inclusion. So mm-hmm. we started this pilot implementing the methodology of the self-managed local savings and credit groups. And then, of course, trying to link these groups with the financial institutions. Because that is, for us, the key part in order to make it sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty amazing thing that's going on down in your neck of the woods. So how has the pilot program promoted financial literacy and inclusion to the Venezuelan refugees in Colombia? How's that whole thing working right now?
Okay, so our staff basically work with both groups, you know, the Venezuelan immigrants, but also the local communities. So, and we try to implement this methodology based on the financial literacy, but also mm-hmm. trying to promote social inclusion. So our staff work with the people in the communities, and they guide them to organize themselves, and then they teach them, they train them basics on savings, credit, right. insurance also, trying to apply, you know, credit union principles over there, mm-hmm. cooperation, self-managed, self-sustainable, empowerment. Those kind of principles are right. part of the methodology that we implemented there.
Very cool, very cool. So can you tell us about the donation from the Financial Center First Credit Union, which helped pay for this pilot. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, when the Financial Center Credit Union came to Colombia, they saw the project, they saw the impact that we were having, helping the Venezuelans accessing to financial services through credit unions. They really liked it, and they committed some help, and they gave us some money, $2,500, through the Worldwide Foundation in order to help them. So WOCU put another $2,500 in order to give this fund and to implement this methodology to make this pilot happen, and the results were very, very interesting. I hope we can expand this in the future so we can reach more and more Venezuelans and also help to include them in the Colombian society.
Indeed. Here. Yeah, because, I mean, what's going on down there is it's making global news. I mean, this is headline news that's going on down there right now. And you guys are right there in the mix trying to help out, I mean, with on the financial part of it and also on the social side of it as well, right?
Yes. Well, there's a need. Venezuelans are not only in Colombia, but Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Chile, Argentina, mm-hmm. Trinidad and Tobago, and so some other countries. So we wanted to pilot this in order to try to include the financial part of it, because most of the NGOs are working, such as the UN and the United Nations agencies, are working on the social part of it.
Right, right.
Shelter, food, education, but not the financial services. So we wanted to include this variable into the equation. And now that we have piloted this, our idea is to get more donor support, international donors, the USAID, for example, in order to help to expand this methodology in other countries also, not only in Colombia.
Right, right. Yeah, it certainly spreads for sure. So what are some of the results so far? Because it sounds like you guys have, I'll let you say the results, and because you guys have served a lot of people down there and done some amazing things so far. So I'll let you divulge, Oscar.
Okay, well, this was a small pilot based on the limited funding that we had. So we could only reach 400 people. We formed 25 groups, local groups, and but the impact here was that we were able to work with many different segments of the population. So not only immigrants, the displaced people, victims of the conflict, indigenous people, women, youth, and both Colombian and Venezuelans here. So that was very interesting.
Okay.
And I believe that was the major impact that we could show here, that we try to bring together these two groups, and they now are getting better along themselves based on financial literacy, now savings, credit, accessing, you know, financial products, and now linking them to the financial institutions for sustainability.
Indeed.
So that I believe is very important for them.
Yeah, and it's wonderful to see that credit unions are kind of the foundation of this. They're kind of the root of what's going on here. So it's really cool. Well, I mean, what do you think about that? What's your take on that? Having what's seeing and experiencing and kind of leading what's going on down there, what's your take on credit unions kind of being the spearhead here?
Well, actually, it's for the credit unions, this is natural.
Oh.
They saw this as part of the principles, part of the operations. So now that we are linking these groups to the credit unions, they are very happy to have these people
because
we are always very, very close to these segments of the population that really need financial services in order to level their cash flows, you know, because they are like everybody. You, me, and everybody need to level our cash flows through savings, insurance, credit sometimes. So this is what exactly they need in order to improve their lives.
Yeah,
that is and the credit unions, of course.
Yeah, and I would think words would spread too. It's like, hey, you know what? Look at this. I mean, amongst the folks that you guys are helping, it's like I would think word would spread throughout that community and go, hey, look what this credit union is doing for us. Hey, you might want to go over there and check them out. I would think that would be really important as well, right?
Exactly. We're coordinating this with the Worldwide Foundation. So we can touch more credit unions around the world. In order to see if they can support this to improve the impact, the outreach of this, such as the Financial Central Credit Union, you know, they committed with this pilot. We succeeded together with this. I hope more credit unions in the U.S. can support this through the Worldwide Foundation, so we can actually reach more people.
Yeah, that leads me to my next question: is like, how can other credit unions help out? What can they do? I mean, obviously, get in touch with the folks at World Council, or are there other avenues, or is that pretty much it?
Well, I believe that the best vehicle is through WOCU or the Worldwide Foundation, not only for donations, of course, but also we can exchange. You know, they can come and down to Colombia to see what is the impact of this. They can see it. We can actually exchange, you know, knowledge, because the U.S. credit unions can a lot of technical information or experience to share with the credit unions here. So the sharing is also very important, not only the impact with the population.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. So we'll point folks to the WOCU website, and then they can get involved that way. And I hope a lot of folks do, because this is what credit unions are all about. We're all about helping each other, no matter where we are on the planet. And you guys are a great example of that. Hey, I wanted you to kind of share one of the anecdotes of one of the people. His name is Melvin Magolum, I believe. I think I'm mispronouncing his last name. Can you tell us that story real quick about Melvin?
Well, actually, they were excluded at the beginning. Right? So the story is that they started with this group working on knowing better their neighborhoods, you know, because there's this community, they don't know each other really. They just came from Venezuela here, and they are trying to start living a life here, a new life here. So they started to know each other, financial literacy as a base. They start savings, and then they said that with these savings, they're saving not only for the future, but for the education. Some of them, and most of the Venezuelans here, are saving for new businesses.
Yeah.
So they have, you know, income in order to improve their lives here, to establish their lives here. So, and then credit, of course, and insurance, other financial services, but the start with savings is a good start for us, I believe, and for them. So they are very, very happy now because they are financially included into the financial system, but also socially included, because they know and they get along better with the neighbors.
Indeed.
Now.
Indeed. All right, I'm going to ask you the most obvious question here. What's the significance of this pilot program to the area? I mean, obviously, I think we both know the answer, but I just want to hear your take on it and the impact that it's had.
Okay, so the impact, I believe, is that this is the first time that this methodology is implemented in this kind of environment. So So now we're bringing immigrants here with the local communities is very important, because this was never tested. So it's tested now, it's proven that this works, that this not only promotes economically and social inclusion, but also reduce inequity. And inequity here regarding financial services in Colombia was very, very an issue, because the Colombians, or 82% of the Colombians, are accessing now to the financial services through credit unions and other financial institutions. Mm-hmm. But according to the assessment that we made at the border with Venezuela, only 3.8% of the Venezuelans are accessing to the financial services now. Wow. So the gap is huge, and we are trying to reduce this gap, reducing, mm-hmm. of course, the inequity here for them in Colombia.
Indeed.
And as I mentioned to you, the projection is to try to help Venezuelans in other countries also.
Yeah, that's a big job for sure, but I know you guys are up for it for sure, or up to it rather. What's last question for you, Oscar, and I'll let you get back to your work down there. What's next for you guys? What are next steps in this pilot program?
Okay, well, the next steps is now to get funding from donors or governmental institutions. We are now working here in Colombia, Ecuador actually, and Peru. Now I'm in charge of these countries. So I've been contacting too many agencies in order to see if we can come up with new projects in order to include more people, not only in Colombia, but other countries, trying to reduce the inequity and promoting this social and financial inclusion that is needed in these countries that I mentioned to you.
Okay, very cool stuff. Well, you guys are doing, I don't know if there's an adjective to describe it, but you guys are doing an amazing, stellar job down there right now, helping folks out. And I hope it just gets bigger and bigger for you. And I hope more and more credit unions participate as well to keep this program going and helping folks down there. Because, I mean, I think it's just amazing what credit unions do, not only domestically, but worldwide as well. So we're all about helping people no matter where they are on the planet. And you guys are a great example of that. So, Oscar, with that, I hope you continue the great work that you guys are doing, and let us know what else we can do to help out as well. So we're going to expose this story, get this story out there as much as we can for folks to help out.
Perfect, Mike. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Oscar. You're welcome. All right. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.